We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Do you love outside? Yeah. That's right. Do you love the South Side?
I do love the South Side. Yeah. It's Fat Pat, man. Hey, look, when you riding with Houston, me, man, you're going to get some Houston rap in some of the bumps. I didn't even realize that Chris Santiago, I should have mentioned, is behind the ones and twos, on the ones and twos, and behind on the other side of the glass for us. So shout out to Chris Santiago producing this bad boy today. But yeah, when you roll with me, I didn't realize that Chris saw that list of bumps that I had from the last time that I drove. So you asked me that in the break, when was the last time that I drove a show? Whenever it was, I used these bumps of my own. So these H-Town versions. Oh, so it would have been, I guess, with John Harris. I guess I drove with John Harris a couple of weeks or maybe Jay a couple
Harris.
Of months ago now.
Jay Harris.
So yeah. Shout out to you, Chris, for finding those bad boys. I ain't even tell you about that, and you knew what to do. My man. I appreciate that. But I got a question, Cecil. I got a real question. Is tonight a showcase? Is tonight with Jake Odorizzi on the mound against the Kansas City Royals for the Astros, a showcase with the trade deadline approaching? And for context, the deadline is on August 2nd, which makes that less than a month away. The Astros have now six starting pitchers that are healthy, at least, that they are putting out there. They're going to a six-man rotation. That's essentially what Jake Odorizzi being on the mound today means. And also, with Christian Javier remaining in the rotation, that's what that means. And so the next logical question is, do you trade one of these guys? And what I'm wrestling with is, I'm comfortable trading for him, depending on what you get, but I'm uncomfortable with the idea of just trading a guy for the sake of it. You know what I mean? Like, because I got too many good players. And what a great problem this is for the Astros to be in. Like, let's just point that out, first of all. How cool is it to be saying that, hey, man, I think I got seven starting pitchers. I don't know what to do with all of them. But I'm uncomfortable with the idea of trading any of these guys just for the sake of trading them. And to be clear here, how I'm framing this, I don't think that that's what the Astros are going to do. I don't think they're just going to trade a guy just because they got too many. Mm-hmm. But there is a valid question about trading one of the surplus arms. Which one of them would it be? The logic would dictate that it's Jake Odorizzi because he's the one with the least amount of team control on his contract other than Justin Verlander. But you're obviously not trading Justin Verlander.
Correct.
So other than Verlander, he's the one with the least amount of team control. I mean, so to me, it's a valid question. But I'd much rather reconfigure roles than be hasty.
There you go.
You know, so I throw that to you. Like, are we watching right now a showcase of Jake Odorizzi as a trade chip, or should that be more or less off the table? Should you not want to? I mean, we're talking about one of the better, just for context also, talking about one of the better rotations in baseball, if not best one. They just came off of, if we want to relive the weekend real quick, they just came off of a record-breaking 20-strikeout performance against the Angels. 20. And I know the Angels ain't really good, okay, but they got they out there making Mike Trout look like a mere mortal.
He was swinging and missing.
Swinging and missing. Cecil, at one point on Saturday, I look up, and I'm paying attention, and this man has struck out three times. Mm. On nine pitches. Mm. Three times on nine pitches. Like,
you're answering your own question right here.
I mean, and so.
You're answering your own question.
What do you do here when you got excess guys? Is it automatic that just because you got a lot of guys that are good and you're not sure of the role? And I think part of this last, another piece of this question is that last year when they had excess starters. And they ain't had seven. It was six last year because Verlander was hurt. So they had this problem with Christian Javier last year and had to reconfigure his role, put him in a bullpen, and they just didn't really know how to manage it. Or maybe a better way of saying is it that the management of it did not work out. Him in that role did not work out, and they couldn't really figure it out. So given that that's how last year played out, with context, is that does that impact how you view this year and what you would do with an excess of pitchers right now being six? And at some point, whenever Lance McCullers Jr. comes back, don't know when that's going to be, but at some point, you're going to have seven guys.
Lance going to come back, yeah.
What you think about it, Cecil? Do you trade just because of excess, or do you not rock the boat and try to figure out how to make the most of a good thing?
I'm never trading just because. I'm not doing that. I think one thing you mentioned last year, the mismanagement, or they didn't know how to manage when it comes to Christian Javier. I would hope you, as an Astros, we have grown from that. They have figured it out. Like, okay, if we have to do this again, what would we do different, right? That's something you sit down after the year, after you lose in the playoffs, like, okay, hey, we didn't do this well. How can next year, if this happens, how can we improve, right? But for me, knowing, and then you're the baseball mind between the two of us. You know baseball, right?
Sure.
To win a game, you need pitching.
Yeah.
And in my eyes,
especially in the postseason, you can never
have enough arms. And being in the postseason is still a good amount of time away.
Right.
You don't know what injury is going to pop up. Yep. You don't know who's going to be around, who gets in the slump, whatever the case may be. I need as many arms as I can on this roster. And you just mentioned it. They're rolling right now. They're rolling.
Yeah.
McCullers may come back and may not be the same.
Yeah.
He may be a guy that you just – you inch in, okay? Maybe you may be in a role where it's lesser, or whatever the case may be, just for the time being, right? Just to protect his arm, whatever the case may be. I don't know, but I'm not giving up anybody unless I have a glaring need. If there's a glaring need that I need a certain guy, I need this position to be filled, like it's terrible right now, then okay, I'll think about trading. But right now, I'm sitting.
And that's another interesting thing about the Astros for me, Cecil, in trying to figure out what those needs are. Because at what point, I know I was on this very show back when Clinton Run were doing the Bullets and Bugs tour. We were out at a remote location, and we were talking about, like, what does the team need? And at the time, you got to remember at the time, Martin Maldonado, who was still not a great hitter, but has had an amazing weekend between what he's done with the pitching staff, having a multi-home run game, had a two-home run game. That was the other thing about that day, Cecil. Not only did Mike Trout strike out three times on nine pitches, but in the same game, Martin Maldonado hit two home runs. And so suffice it to say, the world was like on his ass for the day. That's at least how it felt to me. But there was a point in this season where there was a question about what do you do at catcher, because you're not getting a lot of production at catcher. There was a point where there was a question of, do you go get another outfielder, primarily a center fielder, because Chaz McCormick and Jose Siri don't necessarily get it done, and Jake Myers is coming off of an injury. But they seem to have figured that out. Like, all of the questions about catcher are dead now. After the way the Astros pitchers performed against the Yankees, against the Mets, and then most recently now against the Angels, okay? Like, Martin Maldonado's value, I think, has been crystallized and put in the full perspective. I know the guys before us were talking about this as well at length, but that has been put into full perspective on top of the fact that they feel really good about Jake Myers in center field. You don't want, and then also at catcher, even with Jason Castro getting hurt, they bring up Corey Lee, one of their better prospects, somebody that a lot of people are excited about. And so now you're like, okay, where's that need at? Is it first base with Yuli Gurriel? No, they're probably not going to lose faith in Yuli Gurriel. So where exactly is that need? And the one thing, going back to the point that you made, and I think we both made at this point, you always need pitching.
Always.
Especially if you expect to be in the mix in the postseason. That's Cecil Shorts III. I am Brandon Scott. We are in on the Independence Day version of Clint Sterner and the show. And look, we are 20 days away from the Texans rookies reporting to training camp. We're 40 days from the preseason opener against the Saints. So which rookies do y'all expect the most from? Who are y'all most excited about? B. Scott and Cecil Shorts going to talk about that on Sports Radio 610 next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.